Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to the Yiddish Book Center's Francis Brandt Yiddish Audio Library. The program you're about to hear was recorded at the famed Jewish Public Library in Montreal and remastered and restored by the Yiddish Book Center.
Yes, I'm looking for new faces. Yes.
You're not going to shoot me.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask you one point. I don't know if it's too personal. You'll tell me.
Yes, I will.
You showed yourself to have been an angry and a creative young man. Now,
I've never showed myself to be any of these things.
In your works, this is the conclusion.
No, there are catchphrases that go about, and 10 years ago or 8 years ago, everyone was an angry young man. Today, everyone's a black humorist. And I don't know what will be 5 years from now, but these are convenient journalistic catchphrases and group a lot of very varied writers together.
I think you understand what I mean when I say that.
No, but you must understand what I mean when I say I don't accept any of these categories.
All right. Well, then it's hard to answer you the question. Yeah. Let me try anyway. Do you think you have mellowed with the success that you have and with the passage of the years?
That's not for me to say. I've got other concerns, yeah. I mean, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Well, for different reasons. I'm pleased with Dudie Kravitz and Cocksure, probably most pleased of all my novels, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that you will agree with me that what we have had is a stimulating evening. We have been given a glimpse at a work that is to be. We can't talk about it too much. We have, if nothing else, learned that a writer of the caliber, even of Mordecai Richler, has his superstitions, etc., which makes it interesting. And I think also that it should be said that it is difficult for, it is true that the library has as its intention to bring about a kind of more intimate relationship between the author, let's say the Montreal author, and the Montreal audience. The attempt is being made and will continue to be made. But at the same time, I think that although it may be very, very good for the audience, the author is at a great disadvantage to some extent, because it has to be said, particularly if the author chooses St. Urban Street and manages to bring an audience whom we all know very well because we all are products of St. Urban Street, that there's bound to be some kind of clash and some kind of misunderstanding and so on. And I think that what Mr. Richler tried to tell us, if nothing else, was that whatever he writes about, whether it's St. Urban Street or whether it's some street in London, England, or wherever he may be, that he is using an art form, that he is using the street or the incident or the personality to somehow expand his art and to make you see or have pleasure or perhaps even chagrin and upset and so on. This is, of course, the basic job of the author, and he works very hard at it. And I would say that from the nice audience that we've had tonight and the many stimulating questions and words that we've even had, that we have had an exciting evening. I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank Mr. Richler for joining us. I want to thank Mrs. Ruth Weiss for her very fine introduction to the writer, and I want to wish you well in all your future endeavors. Thank you.
You've been listening to a historic recording from the Jewish Public Library in Montreal, brought to you by the Francis Brandt Yiddish Audio Library at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. The restored recording is copyright 2012 by the Jewish Public Library of Montreal and the National Yiddish Book Center. Project coordinator at the Yiddish Book Center is Jordan Kutzik. Digitization and restoration are by Paul Adams of Mass Productions in Woburn, Massachusetts. Our theme music is by Hankus Netsky. For additional recordings in the Brandt Yiddish Audio Library, please visit us online at www.yiddishbookcenter.org. A shenem dank. Thanks for listening.